Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. We're recording this to go out on a Monday, which means it's time to learn a brand new truth. But before we do, let's take a lot of time to remember the truths that we've already learned, because man, there are literally 25 of them. Today, we will learn the 26th truth. See if you can answer these questions as I ask them. Who made you? God made me. What else did God make? God made everything. Why did God make you? To glorify Him and enjoy Him forever. How can you glorify God? By loving Him and obeying Him. How many gods are there? There is only one God. And how many persons does God exist? Three: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. What is God? God is a spirit. Where is God? God is everywhere. Did God have a beginning? God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. What does God know? God knows everything. What can God do? God can do whatever He chooses to do. What is the Bible? God's holy word. Who wrote the Bible? Holy men who were led by the Holy Spirit. Can we trust the Bible? Yes. God's word is true and permanent. Who were the first people God created? Adam and Eve. What unique thing did God give Adam and Eve? He gave them souls that will live forever. Do you have a soul? Yes, I have a soul that will live forever. God made Adam and Eve holy and happy. Did they stay that way? No, they sinned against God. What is sin? Sin is disobeying God. What happened when Adam and Eve sinned? They became sinful and miserable. What do we inherit from Adam? A sinful nature. What does every sin deserve? Punishment from God that lasts forever. Are you a sinner? Yes, I have disobeyed God. Can guilty sinners go to heaven? No, we need a Savior. Who will be saved from sin? Only those who repent of sin and believe in Christ. So, the brand new truth for this week goes right along with the one we just learned. The question is, what does it mean to repent? And the answer is to turn away from your sin. We're going to talk some more about that after this horrible, terrible, awful joke of the day. Two muffins were sitting in an oven. One turned to the other and said, "Man, it's pretty hot in here." Then the other one said, "Wow, a talking muffin." First of all, that really was a terrible joke. Second of all, it's time for you to wake up so we can talk about what it means to repent. Now, the simple definition that we want you to learn is that to repent is to turn away from your sin. But we're going to spend this week kind of talking about what exactly does that mean? How do you turn away from your sin? What does it look like? How does that work in a person's life? Now, you probably remember the story of Zacchaeus. He was, you might have sung about him in school. He was the wee little man that wanted to see Jesus. He climbed up in a tree. You probably know and understand that Zacchaeus was kind of a bad guy. He did some terrible things. He cheated some people out of money. He lied. He basically stole money from other people. And that's how he made a living. And he became very powerful, very rich. But he knew that he was a sinner, and he trusted that Jesus was the Savior. He wanted to see Jesus. He wanted to meet Jesus. And you know the story from the song, if you sang that in Sunday school, when Jesus came by, Zacchaeus is up in the tree. Jesus saw him and he said, "Zacchaeus, you come down because I'm going to your house today." Actually, if you sang that in school, you might have done it in a deep voice. "Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm coming to your house today." So that's what Jesus did. He went to Zacchaeus' house. And when he got there, Zacchaeus says, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold." What Zacchaeus is saying is, "I'm done stealing money, and I'm going to give back the money that I've stolen. I'm going to give money to poor people. I want to help people instead of robbing." He's changed his mind about sin. He used to think that it was good to steal from other people so that he could have things. He thought that was a good thing to do. He was happy that he did it. But now He's changing the way he thinks about this evil, wicked thing he had done, and he's turning away from it. That's part of what it means to repent.